So, what do you think? NBC, if they were to come back with Miami Vice rebooted, do you watch it?
Well, I was never that big of a fan of Miami Vice like you were.
Did you ever even watch it?
I mean, a few times. I thought he was kind of doofy.
Which? Wait, Tubbs or Crockett?
Which one was
Don Johnson?
Yeah.
That would have been Crockett.
Well, he was a doof.
Sonny Crockett.
Dubenheimer.
You were going to watch.
Dubenlamer.
You were going to watch Roadhouse some 18, 20, 30 times back to back with Patrick Swayze and then call Don Johnson a Dubenheimer.
Yeah, because Patrick Swayze should have been Crockett.
Oh, God.
Then we'd have had something.
No, you know what? You know how it should have went? It should have been Don Johnson should have been in Roadhouse.
Wow.
Yeah, you put Don Johnson with Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott would still be alive in Roadhouse if Don Johnson were there. See, Patrick Swayze couldn't save him.
He'd have saved his bouncer mentor.
Yes.
No, he wouldn't have.
Sam Elliott died because that town leader, that creepy town leader, killed him, or his henchmen did.
Sam Elliott died because Patrick Swayze ripped the throat out of a man and floated him back to his boss through his own lake.
Now, see, Don Johnson, he could have ripped the throat out of a man, floated him on the lake, and saved his lifelong partner, Sam Elliott.
That's a huge assumption.
It is, but wow, what the casting would have been to have Don Johnson in Roadhouse. So, you didn't watch it, but just think about it. I mean, would you?
I'd check out an episode or two.
They bring back Tubbs, they bring back Crockett, you know, Philip Michaels, and I believe his name was, and then Don Johnson, he bring back some of the cast. They blow it up on NBC. It's on Friday night. They bring all the Gene Simmons and all the Kiss and the different star rocker slash actor Glenn Frey's back, and they got the big soundtrack. Don Johnson, he honestly doesn't look much older than back when he was on the show. I don't know what Tubbs looks like.
Did you see Django Unchained, the movie?
No.
That was the latest.
He was in that, huh?
Yeah, unless he's been in something after that I haven't seen. But he doesn't look like he's gotten very old.
Last thing I saw with Don Johnson, I think, was Tin Cup.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, he certainly didn't look old there because he wasn't.
Yeah. It's about the last time I saw him. But what if they rebooted that? I don't think that'd be half bad. I'd watch a few episodes. The reason I asked that is because we're on this big reboot craze. Roseanne, this month on the 27th, it comes back. And now another ABC show is talking about renewing their show, little show called Tool Time.
Get out.
This is just a rumor. They're kind of getting excited. ABC's getting the reboot fever with all the excitement that's about Roseanne. So they said, hey, Tim Allen, would you be interested in doing Tool Time again?
Because it was on. Yes?
He said, hey, I would do it. I know some others would do it. I don't know if all of them would do it. He said, but he's back in.
Awesome.
If they
do it.
I would
watch that one.
Yeah, and Tim Allen, he pretty much, I mean, he's older, but he doesn't look too much different.
No, he's fantastic.
Shows on ABC from 91 to 99. Again, they're not talking about remaking it. They're just getting the rumor mill all punched up, and people are getting excited about it. But Tim Allen said, yeah, I'll do it.
You have to get the cast back, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the neighbor, you'd have to get whatever that bearded guy's name was. What was Al's real name in real life?
I can't remember.
I have seen him in damn near nothing.
Is he the guy that carves big sticks of wood into toothpicks?
Yes.
He was on the Family Feud for a while.
Was he?
Yeah,
really?
He was hosting that for a while.
Oh.
So this is kind of good that they're rebooting this stuff, even though I think just let stuff be bygone and just be dead with it.
Isn't that why it went away in the first place, they always say?
Yeah. I mean, they get rid of it, and then they take it away, and they're like, hey, let's bring it back.
Yeah, and then it never lasts very long. Although that new Will and Grace came back, or not new, but rebooted Will and Grace, and it's doing pretty good.
What about that Full House they put on the Netflix or Amazon?
You don't
hear
much about it no more, though.
No. So, I mean, I guess even if it runs for a season or two, you know, and then the damn thing, too, with Dan Connor. Dan died at the last episode.
Yeah, that was the weird thing with that, huh?
So now they're bringing it back.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like about the story. So I don't know if they're going to do Tool Time, but March 27th, you can see Roseanne. 93 minutes nonstop, commercial free. Here's Def Leppard.